You are at war with yourself and likely don't realize it. Your thoughts, beliefs, habits, and actions often sabotage you. Are they helping you overcome adversity or setting you up for failure? To win this battle, you must connect with your inner warrior. We all have a warrior within us, one that strengthens our resolve and helps us to rise to meet life's challenges. If you're just surviving rather than thriving, then it's time to embrace the warrior archetype, live the warrior ethos, and ascend. If you are a veteran, first responder, or someone looking to take charge of your life, find your tribe, and then be the hero of your own story, this podcast is for you. Join Mike Kinney and Matt Hastings, two retired U.S. Army officers who served in U.S. Army Special Operations and Army Aviation Units, as they share with you optimal performance practices they learned in their time with the Military and Warriors Ascent, a 501c3 nonprofit that helps veterans and warriors with PTS.
Well, all right, everyone, welcome to the Warriors Ascent podcast with your hosts, Mike and Matt. We have a very special guest today.
Yes, yeah. We do.
We have Tammy Brown. Bam! Tammy Brown, our Warriors Ascent Outreach Director. So we're very excited about that. So let me tee things up by asking the following, right? So in his book, Good to Great, Jim Collins, he advises that, you know, first and foremost, you get the right people on the bus, right? And then second, you get them in the right seats, right? So let me ask people out there, have you ever been in a position, right, where you've been on the proverbial wrong bus, or maybe even worse, you're on the right bus, but you're on that bus with the wrong people, right? And how unsettling that can be, right? So it's absolutely critical, you know, first and foremost, right, to surround yourself with the right people, right? The next step also is then aligning them, right, with their, I'll say, their strengths, their capabilities, their propensities even. Mm-hmm. So in military parlance, one of the principles of leadership is employ your units in accordance with their capability or with its capabilities, right? So I'd say this is no difference, right? So we'll talk about, in this respect, achieving alignment in terms of mission focus or even task organization, right? In as much as getting the right people in the right positions. So with that said, I'll tee up Tammy very quickly, then let her introduce herself. I would say to that end, right, we are very blessed to have Tammy Brown as our outreach director. I'm probably embarrassing her, you know, by extolling the virtues of our outreach director. But no, she's got such a great way with people, very empathetic. I won't speak for Matt, but, you know, in terms of me, I'm not going to say not my strong suit, because, you know, hey, I've got empathy when it's called for. But by and large, I'm not a coddler, you know, but Tammy's got a great way about her in terms of really seeing what somebody's going through, I'll say exhibiting a high degree of empathy, yet at the same time, still being mission focused, performing her mission, which is, hey, let me find out what this person's needs are, whether or not they, you know, they qualify for the program, and whether or not they're a good fit. And then I'll say meeting them where they're at and trying to find out, hey, what is it that we can do for them? Are we in fact a good fit for one another?
It's important.
Right. So the right disposition, the right person on the bus, and I would say the right seat, you know, in that,
yeah.
She's in the perfect position. She does it so well. And everyone that comes through the program is like, I've got to meet this Tammy Brown. She's so nice. She's really the first, I'll say, point of contact with which people, I'll say, experience our organization.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Ascent. So I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to let Tammy introduce herself. And I'd ask you, what brought you to Warriors Ascent?
Thank you for the introduction, Mike. I appreciate it. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Iowa. I went to the University of Northern Iowa, but I'm actually a Hawkeye fan, so I won't explain that. But so it's been a pretty interesting career for me up until this point. When I first got out of college, I ran a group home for adults with mental disabilities. And then I went into an adolescent psychiatric unit. I was the inpatient person for them, and also did a little bit of adult outpatient and inpatient. I married an Army guy, been in a lot of really cool places, Germany, Alaska. I do have two kids, They're both in high school. They keep us very, very busy. Up until my kids were in elementary school, I actually was a stay-at-home mom, but I did all the Army wife things. I was a mom, which obviously keeps me very busy, kept me very busy. Supported my husband's Army career, kept me very busy, and then also the families that we worked with throughout his career. My husband just retired after 25 years in the Army. It's been a transition from active duty to that, but it's been good. We decided to make Kansas City our home, so here I am.
Uh-huh. Home of the Chiefs. So, Matt, let me bring you into the conversation. So, yeah. You know, when you came to us years back, you know, as the story goes, Tammy was the first person that you spoke to. You know, she was the first, I'll say, touch point with our organization. That's right. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, when I got directed to contact Warriors Ascent, I looked it up and I did all the paperwork. I just filled out some stuff, sent it away, thinking there's no chance. This is like a top end organization. And then I see, that their next thing is going to be in like 3 days. And there's no way I'm getting in 3 days. And the phone rings, and I usually don't answer the phone, but I did for some reason, because I recognized that it was the phone number I had just been working with. And it was Tammy on the other end of the line, you know, and I was giving her all the excuses why I shouldn't be coming to this next thing in 3 days. And she was telling me, nope, we got a space for you. You're going to be welcome. And I was having a really hard time believing it was true. But, you know, Tammy, you did. You had this real special, soothing way about you. So, like, because I don't know about everybody, but for me, making that call to ask for help was one of the hardest things I ever did. And so, like, I didn't know what to expect on the other side. I didn't know if somebody was going to ridicule me or if it was just, I felt humiliated. I felt at the very end of my line. And what I got was, like, this really caring person that was just telling me exactly everything's going to be okay. We're going to welcome you two. We're going to have a spot for you. I don't know what you remember by it.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. I remember you being hesitant and, yeah.
And I was thinking, man, if somebody else, you know, I kept thinking, I don't really need this. If this is going to be for somebody who really, really needs it. So, like, if there's somebody and I'm taking their slot, just, you know, you let me know and I'll drop out.
Yep. You said that. Yep. Yeah. You did say that. Hmm. And I think I don't remember exactly, but I think I said, wait, you deserve that spot.
Yeah. You were the only one that ever really said that. So I appreciate that. And then just to continue that story, like, I didn't have a whole lot of time to think about this. And I still was not 1,000% sure I was going as I drove. You know, I've told the story before, but I did. I pulled into the parking lot and my phone's ringing and it's Tammy. Like, she's like thinking I'm not showing up. I mean, I was like on time. I'm an air assault pilot. So I landed there exactly on time. But time on she was like, calling me like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm here. I promise.
Yeah. Do you need any help getting here? Are you coming?
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. Yeah. So, and I've heard from others, you know, and I've always was in that cohort, but I try to attend every graduation, but I get a similar sense. And other people have told me directly, you know, and like, you're the first person that people talk to again. And it's like, I don't know how other people are feeling, but that phone call, man, that was a tough one for me. So I appreciate your ability to, you know, take that and wrap it into something that makes me want to roster myself on and go. It's a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, so those are great points. You know, what I like about Tammy is, I'll say in a word, nurturing, right? She's got that way about her. Not wishy-washy, not mushy. You know, but nurturing. I mean, you can tell she exudes, you know, I'll say care. While at the same time, you know, I'll say mission focused. I mean, as an organization, what we've asked of her is really, quite frankly, to make sure that people that apply that, you know, before the roster, we make sure that, hey, they qualify, right? Number two, that they'd be a good fit, you know, that we in fact can help them, you know, or if that's not the case, you know, be able to say, hey, I don't think this program's a really great mm-hmm. fit for you. And it takes a certain kind of personality and disposition to do that very adeptly. And I think that's where, quite frankly, Tammy shines. So I know, I think you've mentioned your previous work. You know, what is it about your previous experience or your attitude and outlook that you feel allows you to do such a great job for us?
Yeah, I think from a young age, I was always working with people that needed, assistance in whatever shape or form that was, from like Special Olympics and college to kids in the psychiatric unit. I've always just, like you said, had that nurturing personality, and I feel like that's just really my place and purpose. So I think all of those things have just led me to, you know, where I am with Warriors Ascent and kind of shaped me as,
in our community.
That is perfect. So in terms of, I'll say, mission and purpose of the organization, we talked obviously in the lead up about alignment, right? People on the bus, all of that, you know, having mission alignment. What is it about our organization and our mission, and specifically your position, your job? What is it about it that appeals to you?
Obviously, I have a deep connection with the military, and I think that's kind of where I'm meant to be. Going back a little bit, you know, when I first started with the job, I had met Christy, and I was introduced from a mutual friend of ours. And I love this story. She's actually in the room. You can't see her, but she'll be on the next episode. But anyway, so I just, you know, want to share this. I was introduced to Christy from a mutual friend. I was working full time at an elementary school. So I was working full time, and then I was doing this in the evenings. I found myself on my lunch breaks, I would go to the car and roster people. So not only was I doing it in the evenings, I was doing it during the day. And I had a little bit of a self dilemma at the end of the school year, because Mike had offered me a little better opportunity with the Warriors Ascent, more hours. And I was like, what do I do? Do I, you know, do I stay at the school? Do I continue with Warriors Ascent? And like this internal struggle. And my husband just looked at me and he was like, I don't even know why are you even debating this? You are supposed to be with Warriors Ascent. So that's kind of what got me here. As far as the mission, I just love continuing my work with the military, veterans, and first responders. We know that there's no quick fix to what they're going through, but we know that they have to adopt self-care practices, and being part of people that are looking at their lives, they're being changed, even saving their lives. I just don't want anyone to realize that they're alone in that, that there's other people that are feeling the same way that they are.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've experienced that, I'm sure. You know, I know you've shared that story a multitude of times in terms of, you know, who am I? Whether it's I'm the only one that feels this way, or what I'm feeling is nowhere near as bad as everyone else, and others are more deserving.
So. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, depending on what your job was, or I didn't see enough action, you know, for that kind of a thing to bother me because I wasn't a ground pounder. Or, you know, a lot of people will make these excuses, or I just sat on the FOB, which is the bases we have over there. Just dangerous just living there, you know, because we'd get hit with the mortars and rockets just in your bed. You don't know. So anyway, it is what it is for everybody. And people, it's a trauma in the way it is for that person, you know. And so I just think that you carry this thing thinking, oh, man, I should have be more resilient. I did. I thought I was supposed to be tougher. I was not supposed to let these things bother me, you know, and so bottle that inside and realize, man, nobody around me is feeling this way. And everybody, come to find out, is doing the same thing I'm doing. They're all hiding it. And I don't know what I like about coming into a group setting, which I think is the power of Warriors Ascent, is that other people or recognizing, wait a minute, that's exactly how I feel. And then once they get open enough with each other, it takes a little bit of warm-up time, but they start sharing these things and being like, man, I really feel the same way. And there's power in that. There just is. And it's not like a group whining session. It's like, wait a minute, if you feel that way and you're way tougher than me, it's usually a perception, then I can handle this too, you know? And it's just a really neat dynamic that occurs there. I think you see it over and over and over.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've rostered, geez, how many people now? It's got to be hundreds.
Yeah. Over 100. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you do a great job of, number one, informing them about what the program is, what it does, assuaging inhibitions. You know, as Matt pointed out, you know, there are many that are like, I don't know what I'm getting into. I don't know if I'm deserving. But at the same time, kind of meeting people where they're at and bridging the gap between, you know, their needs, what it is that we can provide, and at the same time, making the case for, I'll say, them being deserving. And on the surface, I think a lot of people, to Matt's point, it's not even a question of, you know, not that the efficacy of the program is ever is in doubt or not in doubt. I mean, people don't know, but I think you do a fantastic job of, I'll say, extolling the virtues of the program, you know, in terms of, hey, you know, we've really helped a lot of people. Right. But at the same time, being sympathetic or empathetic to, you know, where people are, the situation they find themselves in. And I'm going to say convincing them, like, you know, you're making them an offer they can't refuse. But really, in essence, convincing them that, number one, the program is worth their time and worth their effort. But then really, more importantly, that they are worth the effort. And now I commend you for that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what is it about having been with us now for, you know, for how many, geez, how long now?
It's 3 years.
3 years.
This month.
Mm-hmm. 3 years this month. Holy bejesus.
It's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Of course you knew that.
He knew that.
Yes.
Flowers were coming.
No. What is it about our program that you like? You know, what is it, you know, I'm not going to say outside looking in. It's really kind of inside looking out. What is it about our program that you've seen up close and personal, and especially with, you know, the relationships, really knowing people's stories? And we all hear it at the program, no doubt, in that first day. But I think you in particular, just in your correspondence with them, have almost like a deeper relationship. And I think there is a sense of gratitude in that Tammy's the one that brought me here. You know, she onboarded me. She, you know, she really convinced me to come to this program. And I think there's a sense of gratitude. Seeing all of that, what is it about the I'll say the program, and dare I say, not to be presumptuous, but the transformational aspects of the program that you've seen and witnessed that, I'll say, appeals to you?
I think there's a lot. The providers that we have come in are top notch. I think the staff are top notch as well. I think I've never worked for an organization where I feel like everybody truly cares about what they're doing and the people that come through. And I've had several different jobs throughout, you know, following my husband around the world. The curriculum makes sense. What happens in 5 days really does work. But when I roster people, I always talk about the sense of community. And I know we've talked about that too.
Right.
A lot of people, when they are leaving the military or, you know, transitioning from the fire department or EMS, whatever that looks like, they want to feel connected. They want to have that sense of camaraderie again. And I think Warriors Ascent really forms that. In the very beginning, when people leave the class, they're setting up text messages and checking in with each other. So I think that's a really important thing to know, that when you come through Warriors Ascent, it just doesn't end after the 5 days. There's a community after. We have, I think you mentioned, ways to stay connected. We have Warrior Wednesday webinars. They can log on virtually and check in. So once you graduate from the program, it's just not over. there's still opportunities for them to be part of it. The podcast that we're doing today, refresher trainings, they can come back to mentor. So I love that when they graduate, they're just not, you know, done. They have to avail themselves to the opportunities and take advantage of that. So that's what I like about Warriors Ascent.
No, that's great. I mean, so it's not a fire and forget proposition, you know, like a,
right.
a missile, right?
Right.
Using the military metaphor there, yeah. right? Not lost on you. No. But as you pointed out, the sense of community as well. So not to geek out about that article that we continue to mention, but they talk about the multimodal group therapeutic treatment program.
Yep.
But multimodal, you know, we can speak to that a little bit, you know, yoga, meditation, mindfulness, a variety of things. But what you've, I'll say, highlighted is in large measure, the efficacy lies in the group piece. Mm-hmm. So you could do the curriculum, as you pointed out, and it's very effective. You could do the curriculum on its own, one-on-one maybe, but I'd hazard a guess, you know, my working hypothesis is that it would be nowhere near as effective. So your observations, Tammy, is in terms of, you know, having, I'll say, highlighted that, what are your thoughts with regard to the effectiveness of the group aspects and how you do a great job, I think, of the aftercare. You know, so in essence, you know, you're reaching out, getting people onboarded, but then you're also the one that we have, as you pointed out, spurring them on to, you know, avail themselves of the multitude of engagement opportunities beyond the Warriors Ascent, you know, program, the cohort. Does that make sense?
Yeah, what's your question?
Sorry. Geez. So the question is, what are your observations in terms of maybe some of the transformation that has taken place by virtue of the group setting, right? The open sharing piece. But then even on the back end, as you were pointing out, which is just the coherence of that group, it's almost like a squad, mm-hmm. you know, for all the, you know, the military types out there. It's that squad cohesion that follows them long after they've left. What are your observations or anecdotes? Have you observed anything? I mean, I know you of course, you know, interact with a multitude of grads and alum after the family members, all of that. Do you have any right. stories as an example?
No specific story off the top of my head, but I do know that once you graduate, you do have to stay committed to what is taught in the curriculum. Like, you have to stay involved and, you know, do your meditation and your journaling and all the things that work. And it takes work to do that. But if you stay committed to that self-care, you'll have a lot of success, I think. You know, who doesn't want to live their best life? So, as long as you implement what you're taught in the class,
One of the thing, the Mighty 49, what's that?
Cohort 49.
Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. Cohort 49. Yeah.
But what I think about them, to illustrate what you're talking about is that we always have like a group text, and I was group 52, cohort 52. And I bet for 8 to 10 weeks, we were like daily, multiple times a day, and then, you know, slowed down. But this one cohort 49, they call them the Mighty 49. They didn't do that. And they still are very tight, to the point where when we have refresher training, a lot of times it's them and their families.
They'll use it as a reunion.
Mm-hmm. And that just happened recently. And then this upcoming female cohort of this spring is a lot of the spouses.
Yep. Three you know, spouses,
significant
others. Yeah.
So that's, I think, pretty powerful to show transformations not only just into one person, but into the whole households.
That's
and
true.
Then
Good
like
point.
Going, wow, I want more of this. And, you know, I think, so that, I think there's power to that.
Which speaks to the group, you know, so the Warrior Wednesday webinars, you know, we've got Brett and Rhonda that are always showing up. You've got Huck and Pam, you know, so you've got the group. You know, and as you pointed out, the Mighty 49. So I think to your point, the curriculum on its own is effective, but it's that cohesion.
Yeah.
You know, that I think makes it even more
Absolutely.
So. Yeah.
Which is what, you know, me as a that's what I'm after, and which is what I love about being involved again in this community and this, you know, absolutely what it's all about.
Yeah. So I'd say in closing, we always try to, I'll say, make things actionable so that those that are listening can say, all right, hey, that's something I can immediately apply. So in your time with us, what are the things that you've found to be the most effective in terms of people's transformation? You know, you touched upon it a little bit, you know, with a self-care and doing your practices and this and that, but having seen so many people come through and been responsible, you know, for getting them to us and their aftercare beyond, what are the best practices that you've seen time and again that people employ to make sure that they're on the track for, you know, health and well-being?
Yeah, I think the self-care practices that I see people implementing once they go home is accountability. You know, you have to have accountability. Mindfulness is a huge piece of it. Meditation, healthy eating, diet, exercise. Yeah, and I think Matt's probably a great example. I can think of others as well that really, I guess, honor those commitments. And I think that's just super important to do.
Yeah. Just trust the process, right? Stay on course. No, absolutely.
Man, it's hard, too. That's what I was talking about. There's no magic pill. Wish it was easy. Wish you could do it for a week and it fixes everything. But, you know, it's just the grind until it's not a grind, until it's just, hey, this is the way I do things. And it makes me just run better, feel better, work better. Everything's better. And then, you know, it pays off. But I was just talking to a young guy today and I'm like, what if it took 8 weeks to notice the results, you know, and most people quit by then. And that's the hard part. And so when we agree, you know, we have a better chance when we do it together. In a tribe, you know, we're going through similar things. Not everybody's got the same thing because everybody's got an individual flavor, but, you know, the big wave tops are similar, you know.
And you bring up a great point, man, is people tend to think, you know, community in terms of, commiseration and support and rah-rah. But in as much as it relates to commitment and peer pressure, and peer pressure in a good way, that's why they say socialize your goals. Rather than, all right, keeping to yourself, you say, hey, this is my goal, because then other people, hey, they can cheer you on, but they're also like, how are you coming with that? And when you're like, oh, I'm kind of sloughing off, kind of keeps you honest. So that's another aspect of the group therapeutic piece, you know, is not only the sharing and being around other people and feeling that support, but with the right people, I'll call it, you know, that gentle, supportive accountability that, like you said, hey, 6-8 weeks in, you're like, I don't feel like doing this, or, you know, and you're going to have somebody go, no.
Just keep rolling, man.
Right. You know, it's like Dave, you know, we talked, there are times when he's like, man, I had some setbacks, and talked about, hey, that's when you redouble your efforts.
Yeah, double
you
down.
You know, you double down on your protocols. And man, he stayed true to that. You know, it's one of those things where it's either, you know, oh, come on, man, or no, you can do it, but you do the right thing, brother. You can do it, you know, and him, all right, no, I need to. And he is flourishing. But that gentle accountability, I think, is key.
So. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's another thing. She keeps talking about self-care. And I was a guy that just didn't think that was something you do as a man. And it was, I didn't know what it meant. I thought it was pampering yourself with like getting your nails painted or something. I didn't know what it was. And so
that's right.
When I realized it's just, you know, it was helpful having, you know, somebody like yourself explaining it to me more and I could accept it better. And it's like, oh, you're just saying, just take better care of myself.
Right.
And for me. So yeah, anyway, thanks, Tammy. Always.
Thank you.
I think there's a lot of people that, or, you know, thankful that you were the person that when they reached out, you were the voice that they got on the other end of the phone. So I appreciate you.
Well said, brother. Well said. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Appreciate you, Ms. Tammy. Bam. All right. Glad you're here. All right, everyone. So thanks. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time.
Hi, Matt Hastings here, sending a thank you for watching this episode of the Warriors Ascent podcast. You know, we strive to build a community of warriors made up of our nation's veterans and first responders. And to reach as many of those in need as possible, we need your help. Please just smash that like button and comment or share our content. Warriors Ascent is a Kansas City-based nonprofit that aids veterans and first responders with PTS. I went through this effective program and want those that are struggling to find what I found. Check us out on our website at warriorsascent.org.